Okay, we are up to Daf Yud Amid Aleph, but we're starting in Daf Tes Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom in the Mishnah. Ein bein Shiloh l'Yerushalayim. What? There's no difference between the Mishkan that was built in Shiloh. The Mishkan in Shiloh was built 14 years after Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael and lasted there for 369 years. There's no difference between that Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, which was in Yerushalayim. Ela shebeShiloh ochlin kachim kalim. Umayis Hasheni b'chol haroeh. By the Mishkan of Shiloh, you were able to eat kachim kalim karbanos like the Karban Todah or the Karban Pesach, and you were able to eat your Maisa Sheni in any place that you were able to see from that place the city of Shiloh. That's how Rashi explains. Rabbi Chananel says you have to be able to see the actual Mishkan of Shiloh. Okay, Ubi Yushalayim, but when it came to the Beis HaMikdash in Yushalayim, Lifnim Minachoma, it didn't help if you were able to see the Beis HaMikdash or see Yushalayim, rather you had to eat only inside the wall of Yerushalayim. The Kan V'Kan, when it comes to both Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Kachi Kachim, when it came to Karbanos, like a Karban Chatas, Nechalim Lifnim Min HaKlayim, it had to be eaten inside the curtain of the Chatzer by the Mishkan, or inside the wall of the Azara, which is the Chatzer's of the Mishkan's equivalent in the Beis HaMikdash. Period. Kedushas Shiloh on the topic of Yud Amid Aleph, Yesh Acharei Heter. After the Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan was destroyed, you were able to bring a carbon on a bama. Kedushas Yushalayim, but once Yushalayim was destroyed, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Acharei Heter. You were not allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. Amar of Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shamati Shemakrivim Beis Chonyo. I heard that you're allowed to bring a carbon in the house of Chonyo. Chonyo was the son of Shimon HaTzadik who ran away from Eretz Yisrael because he feared that he would be killed. And he fled to Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that even Bizman HaZeh, as the Gemara continues, you're allowed to bring a carbon in that place. Kesavar, because he holds two assumptions. One, Beis Chonyo Lav Beis Avodah Zarah. The temple or the house that Chonyo built was not a place of idol worship, but rather he built it L'Shem Shamayim. The Kasavar, and a second assumption, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita Lo Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. The original Kedusha that was infused by Shlomo HaMelech in Yushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, that existed only when the Beis HaMikdash was up. But once the Beis HaMikdash was gone, it no longer existed. And since there's no holiness anymore in the Makom HaMikdash, therefore you could bring a carbon outside. Where did he see that from? Diksiv, ki lo vatem ata el menucha vel anachla. The Pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis Pasuk Tes says that what is the spots, where what's the situation of being able to bring a carbon on a bama? It was kilobatim until you got to the menucha and the nachla. What's that referring to? Menucha zu Shiloh. Menucha refers to the Mishkan in Shiloh. Nachla zu Yishalayim. And nachla refers to the Beis HaMikdash in Yishalayim. Makish nachla la menucha. We have a hekish between the two. Ma menucha, just like in Shiloh. Yesh acharei heter, after Shiloh was destroyed, you were able to bring a carbon on a bama. Af nachla yesh acharei heter. So too, by the Beis HaMikdash, you were allowed to bring a carbon on a bama after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Amrulei, they said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar, did you really say that? V'amrulu, lo, I never said it. Amarava, Elokim, Rava said by Hashem's name, Amra, you did say it. He did say that halacha, and I heard him say it. The Gamrina Lemine, and I learned it from him. Umay Taimaka Hadarbe, so why did Rabbi Yitzchak retract after he said that you're allowed to bring a carbon even nowadays? After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Mishum Dekashter Rav Mari, because he was bothered by the question of Rav Mari. What was that question? The mostly Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked, from our Mishnah, Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Acharei Heter, it says that by the Mishkan of Shiloh, even after it was destroyed, you're allowed to bring Karbanos on a Bama. Kedushas Yushalayim Yesh Acharei Heter, but Yushalayim, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're not allowed to bring a Karban anymore on a Bama. The Otnan, and another Mishnah, which says you're not allowed to bring Karbanos nowadays. Mishabal Yushalayim, when they came to Yushalayim, in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, and they came to build the Beis HaMikdash, Nesu HaBamos, they were no longer allowed to use Bamos. Belo Yalehem Od Heter, and never again was there a Heter to use a Bama. The Yaisal Nachla, the Mikdash was the Nachla forever. So what do we see? We see that Bamas, after the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is not allowed, presumably because the Kedusha of Yushalayim that Shlomo infused stayed forever. Period. Says the Gemara Tanayi. There's a machlokas Tanayim whether the original kedusha of Shlomo remained forever even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati, Rabbi Eliezer said, I heard kishal yibonim beichal. In the time of the second Beis Hamikdash when they were building up the heichal, osin kalayim leichal, they made these curtains for the heichal, who claim lazara, and curtains for the azara, and this allowed them to then go ahead and bring karbanos. That's the assumption of the Gemara now, that they built these curtains to be able to bring karbanos. And what was the difference in the way they built the walls eventually after they built the curtains? Elisha beheichal bonim b'chutz. When building the walls of the heichal, they stood on the outside side of the curtains and built the wall adjacent to the curtain. Ubazar, when they were building the walls of the azara, bonim b'fnim, they stood inside the azara adjacent to the curtains, and they built the wall up close to the curtain. Bar Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua in the same brisa after Rabbi Elezer said as follows, Shamati, I heard, Shemakriven af pisha ein bais. You're allowed to bring karbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. Ochlin kachi kachim, you're allowed to eat karbanos like the karban chatas, af pisha ein claim, even though there are no curtains. Kachim kalim, you could eat karban toda or the karban pesach, umaisa sheni, eat your maisa sheni, af pisha ein choma, even though there's no wall to Yerushalayim. Why? Misha kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita. The original kedusha infused by Shlomo HaMelech when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, that existed at its time, the kitchel aselavo, and it also remained forever, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So says the Gemara, from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua said you could just bring karbanos even though there's no Beis HaMikdash because the kedusha lasted forever, Mechad Rabbi Lezer, Savalo kitchel aselavo, Rabbi Lezer's first opinion, who said that the second Beis HaMikdash, they had to rebuild the curtain so that they could eat their karbanos, must be because without reinfusing the kedusha with those building of the curtains, you wouldn't be allowed to bring a karban, because the Kedusha originally that was put by Shlomo Melech went away when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Machlokas Tanaim. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said Ravashi Mimai. Who said, Dilma de Kuliyama Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. Maybe even Rabbi Lezer held that the Kedusha, original Kedusha, lasted forever. Umar Mai Deshmielei Kamar, Umar Mai Deshmielei Kamar. And each one just said what he had heard. Rabbi Shua, who said, I heard that you're allowed to bring karbanos, wasn't coming to argue on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer has heard something about the way they built the Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Shua heard something about bringing karbanos, but they weren't coming to argue on one another. But if you're going to ask me, then why in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Lezer, did they build curtains? They were allowed to bring karbanos even without the curtains. So why did they have to put up curtains, which we thought originally meant that it was there to infuse the Kedusha that they needed to bring the karban? Answer the Gemara, Tznius of Alma. It was only there for Tznius to create a private space for these holy places that they were about to build. Period. El Kihani Tanai. Says the Gemara, okay, maybe it wasn't those Tanaim, because everyone held that the Kedusha lasts forever. We'll find a different machlokas Tanaim, that's, and with an opinion that holds that the Kedusha did not last forever. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Lama manu chacham mes elu, that the Gemara in Erchin mentions 9 different cities that were mentioned as having the status of a walled city from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. We spoke about this earlier, right? There's a difference between a walled city and a non-walled city. That the halacha is that if you sell your house in a non-walled city, so you after 2 years you're allowed to try to redeem it, and if you didn't buy it back, then at Yovel you get it back. As opposed to a walled city, a house that was sold, a piece of land that was sold in from the times in a city that was walled from the times of Yeshua bin Nun, you're only allowed to buy it back within the first year, and if you don't, that's it, you never get it back. So the Gemara over there in Erchin lists 9 places that were walled from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. So the Gemara asked, Yishmael asked, why they mention only these? Really, there were a lot more. Shekshalu b'nei Agola, Matzu Eselu, because when they came up from the exile, they found these 9 cities, the Kitchum, and they went out and they re-sanctified it. Aval Rishonos, but the original cities, yes, there were many more that were walled from the times of Yeshua bin Nun, Batlu, Misha Batla Aris, when Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that Kedusha from before was destroyed, and therefore they don't have the status of a Batei Arichoma. Alma Kesaver Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Aslava. So we see from here that the Kedusha originally no longer exists. And went away with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Urminu, but we have a stira. Amr Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, V'chi elu b'vad hayu, or the only these 9? V'alo kvar nemar, didn't the Pasuk say, Shishim, 60, ir, kol chevel argo, v'ksiv kol eila arim b'tzuras choma, gevoa? There were many more than 960 cities that were walled in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So why did the Chacham only mention these nine? When the Bnei Agola came up, they found these nine cities and they sanctified it. And the Gemara asks, Kitshum Hashta, what, they only sanctified it now? Ha'ami, but the end of the Braisa says, Lo Tzricha L'Kedusha, they didn't have to sanctify it. Elamatsu, we rather means they found as Elu, they found these nine, Umanum, and they counted it, and they mentioned it. In Galus, they didn't have the dinim of Batei Erechoma, so they mentioned these. They mentioned these to remind people that these places are places where the dinim of Batei Erechoma are going to exist. But it wasn't just these nine. There were many more. And you should know that any other place that you have a tradition in your hand, from your forefathers, from Yeshua ben Nun, that it was walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, all the halachos that apply will apply to these all these cities. As Rashi says, not just Batei Erechoma, but the halachas of Shiluach Mitzorah, they have to send them, he has to send them out. That only applies by a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Kriyas Megillah on the 15th, all, any halacha that has to do with a walled city in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that all will apply. Because the Kedusha remains forever once Shlomo Melech sanctified it. So we have a stira. Kasha Bishmal or Bishmal. We have two brises explicitly. One says that there's no Kedusha, and one says there is Kedusha. Answer the Gemara, Trey Tanai, Libid Bishmal or Yossi. Ain't a Chanaim, the two different Tanaim that have different versions of what they heard from Bishmal or Yossi, but at least we see that two different Tanaim argue about this point. Vi by same another answer, Harib Lezer Yossi. Really, it's Rabbi Lezer Yossi, Amra. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Yossi, Omer, Asher Lochoma, the Pasuk says that which has Lo with a Vav, it has a wall, but also it has an aleph there which says that it didn't have. How do we learn this? We had this Gemara earlier in Daf Gimel. Af bishen lo achshav, even though nowadays there's no wall, v'haylo kodem l'chem, but still since once upon a time, time of Yeshua ben Nun, there was a wall, therefore it has the same status of a walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So we see from here, as Rashi explains, that he held the Kedusha, Kamaisa, the original Kedusha that existed, did not go away even though the wall fell down, even the Chorbin, even with the destruction, and that's why Hanu Tanai Rashi says this is the Tana who holds that the Kedusha lasts forever, and the other Tana holds that the Kedusha does not last forever but goes away with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop here.